Have you ever heard of Richard Cory? Ah, now there was a gentleman for you. The poet E.A. Robinson tells his story best. Whenever Richard Cory went downtown, we people on the pavement looked at him. He was a gentleman from sole to crown, clean-favored and imperially slim. And he was rich, yes, richer than a king, and admirably schooled in every grace. In fine, we thought that he was everything to make us wish that we were in his place. Now that's not the end of the tale, but it's enough to tell us about Richard Cory, an esteemed man, a man with style, a man of means. He had many of the characteristics we'd like to have. Suaveness, sophistication. Aren't these among some of your secret goals? How much we do just to look with it. We wear shoes that aren't very comfortable, but things like these make us stylish. We know we could live without them, but they give us added confidence. And after all, we must be able to hold our heads high when a Richard Cory comes around. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. I wonder, how do you suppose someone like Richard Cory feels about himself? Why ask, you say? He's rich, he has it made. How could he be anything but contented? But listen again to the poet. So on we worked, and waited for the light, and went without the meat, and cursed the bread. And Richard Cory, one calm summer night, went home and put a bullet through his head. He did what? You heard right. He killed himself. All his money and all his grace couldn't bring him even enough self-respect to go on living. But Richard Cory isn't the only tragic figure in the poem. The people who envied him, the common people, have the ideals and values he had. They were unhappy without his wealth and prestige, and yet he wasn't happy with the wealth and prestige. You know what that says? It tells me that everybody, from the rich Mr. Cory to the people who watched him, everybody was looking in the wrong direction. The satisfaction they sought has nothing to do with outward circumstances, but they thought it did. It just never occurred to them that happiness could be found in any other way. There are many people today, however, who've begun to ask different questions. Questions like, are my goals really worth a lifetime of effort? Or, am I aiming as high as I could be? Such questions are exciting because they often lead to the discovery of the truth. Maybe you've begun asking questions too. This is Heartbeat.